Welcome back to the Chaya Aruch and Achiyami Learning Program. This is Daniel Eisenberg, and we are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Beis, Mazel Tov again on the completion of Sefer Shoftim. It's amazing we're able to complete Sefer Yeshua and Sefer Shoftim in just under 2 months. Well, my brother Rav Mendy did a beautiful job yesterday welcoming everybody to the Sefer. Just wanted to clarify a point that we are in what's called Shmuel Aleph, and it'll take about a month to complete Shmuel Aleph, and then we will begin Shmuel Beis, which will also take around a month to complete. Now, according to Jewish tradition, really, there is no Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis. It's all one Sefer. It's just Sefer Shmuel. The Christians, who are the ones who divided the Prakim. So the chapter and verse system that we use, the Perek and Pasuk, was actually brought about by the Christians. And they're the ones who divided Sefer Shmuel into 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel. So for convenience sake, we do break up Shmuel, and there are other Sfarim like that. The next Sefer we're going to learn, Malachim, also has Malachim Aleph and Malachim Beis. At the end of Tanakh, there's Divrei Yamim Aleph and Beis. So for the longer Sfarim, they're sometimes divided into 2 books. But it doesn't make too much of a difference for us, because God willing, we're going to complete all of Tanakh together. Anyway, today we have really a very packed parak. It's I don't know how I'm going to keep this to between 5 and 10 minutes. We'll do our best. But it's really... there's a lot going on. It starts off with one of the famous shiros of the Torah, Shiras Chana, the song, the prophetic song of thanks that Chana sang, thanking Hashem for giving her a son. There are many Beis Yaakovs that teach the girls to memorize this beautiful section. It's included in the Haftarah for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, as well as yesterday's parak, which is interesting topic that we're not going to touch upon today. Many very important and famous lines, Alatz Libi BaHashem, Ramah Karni BaHashem, one that many people say every single Shabbos, Ein Kadosh KaHashem, Kein Be'altecha Ve'ein Tzur KeElokeinu, there's no one holy like Hashem, no one aside from Him, there's no other rock like our God. There are certain lines that are like a particularly famous line from Hallel, Mekimi Me'afar Dal. So David really is tapping into what Chana says, Mekimi Me'afar Dal, Me'ashpos Yerim Evyon, Lehoshivim Nedivim. So there are really many powerful lines and Rosh Hashanah themes in this, which is why it's very fitting for Rosh Hashanah. That's only the first part of the parak. Then we enter the story of Eli's sons. Eli is the Kohen Gadol, he's a big tzaddik, and he has these 2 sons, Chafni and Pinchas, that the Navi does not portray in a favorable light. Says that they're really in charge. Eli is elderly at this point, and Chafni and Pinchas are basically the overseers of the avoda, of the service in the Beis Hamikdash, but they corrupt the service by taking abnormally large portions of the karbanos and taking them before Hashem's portion, and even at the disapproval of the nation. The nation is very disturbed by this. They're also very disrespectful to the women who would come and bring karbanos, and the Navi says certain things that sound incredibly inappropriate, and there's a debate in the commentators if literally they sinned with the women, or it's only as if, right? The Gemara in Masechah Shabbos and Yuma, I believe, as well, says that it shouldn't be taken literally, that they literally did inappropriate things with the women, but they did certain things that were inappropriate, meaning not that they had relations with the women, but they held the women, late and overnight and prevented them from being home with their families. But either way you spin it, it is not good, their conduct. And then the Navi keeps going back and forth saying, Shmuel's doing well. He's growing in the ways of Hashem. Eli tries to rebuke his sons. He gives them Musar, but it seems that he says, what are you doing? This is, it's a chil Hashem. You're profaning the service, and you're hurting others. It's terrible that what you're doing, but it doesn't seem to be effective. And Eli is approached by a Navi that says his family is going to be cursed, and there's going to be many curses among them, that everyone from his household would suffer from poverty and die young. And the sign of the onset of this curse would be that Chafni and Pinchas, his 2 sons who are causing the offense, would die on the same day. So that's basically the summary of the parak. I want to share a quick idea that I guess we could say is an honor of the parsha we just read, Parshas Pekudei. So it says that Shmuel Masharis Es Pnei Hashem. This is in Pasuk Yud Ches, immediately after it says what Hophni and Pinchas were doing wrong. It says, Shmuel Misharis Espnei Hashem, he served before Hashem, Na'ar Chagur Ephod Bad. And he was, he was a young person who was girded with an ephod bad, a linen, seems to be like an apron. Umeil katon tasilo imo va'alsa lo miyam yamima, and he had a little meil, a little like robe or coat that his mother had made for him, and he would serve in that. And it says uverach Eli est Elkanah ves ishto. Eli ends up blessing Elkanah and his wife, meaning Hannah, blessing that they should have more children. And he's a good report for how Shmuel is doing, and it says vayigdal Shmuel im Hashem. Shmuel grew up with Hashem in the way of Hashem. But what's this business? What's that? Why is it telling us that he wore this ephod and he had a me'il that his mother made for him? What's going on here? So just these words should be trigger words, especially coming out of Parshas Pekudei when we learned about the big day Kahuna. An ephod, a me'il, the apron, the robe, these are two very prominent items that the Kohen Gadol would wear. Now, I don't think he wore those actual items. In fact, the Mefarshim don't seem to understand it like that. They didn't actually wear clothing in the Kohen Gadol. But what might the Navi be telling us by describing what he wears? By like he wears an ephod, he wears a me'il. I think the answer might be understood based on the contrast of what we just saw with Chafni and Pinchas, and then says Shmuel is doing quite well. And we'll even see a little bit later on that after Eli rebukes his sons, he says that this is in Chaf Dalid. He says, Al Banai, don't do this, my sons. Lo tovash, the things I'm hearing are very bad. And he says in Chafei, Miechata ish l'ish, ufil elokim. If a person sins against another man and God judges, v'im la Hashem yechata ish, mi yispalo lo, but you know, who's going to be able to help or perhaps even judge it? He's saying that there's a problem. You're sinning against men, you're sinning against God. This is all problematic. And it says, V'lo yishmu l'kol avihem, ki chavei t'shem l'ham yisam, that they didn't listen to the voice of their father, and Hashem desired to kill them. And then the very next pasuk says, V'hanar Shmuel holich v'godel v'tov. And the young lad, Shmuel, was going and growing and good. Gamim Hashem v'gamim ha'anashim. Also with Hashem and also with people. This is very clear that the Navi is trying to show us a contrast. That Shmuel, specifically, he is good with Hashem, he is good with people, meaning the opposite of Chafni and Pinchas. I believe that the Navi is leaving hints for us over here, that Chafni and Pinchas are technically the Kohanim, they're Eli's sons, they should be the ones to take over the Kahuna Gedola, the high priesthood from him. But Shmuel is really the one who's following in Eli's ways. Now, Shmuel is not a Kohen, he's actually a Levi. So he can't possibly be the Kohen Gadol. But he actually will take over the role of basically being the leader of the nation, the head shofet, the lead judge and Gadol Ador. He's going to take over that role of Eli. By lining up Shmuel versus Chafni and Pinchas. And it says, Chafni and Pinchas sin, and Shmuel is doing well. Chafni and Pinchas sin against man, sin against God, and Shmuel is good with man and God. And it says, Shmuel is, he wears a ma'il, he wears an ephod, things that look like a Kohen Gadol. It's telling us that Chafni and Pinchas should be the ones to take over after Eli, but really Shmuel is going to be the one to take after Eli. Not as the Kohen Gadol, but other aspects of Eli's role in the nation, Shmuel is going to take them on. And indeed, we'll see this this prophecy that I am saying come true in the next parak when we see Shmuel actually get his first prophecy. But I've already revealed too much, so we will hold off until tomorrow.